This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, believing in God. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of believing in God in the Islamic lifestyle. When we say we need to believe in God in the Islamic lifestyle, it means that we need to be a monotheist, believe in one God or one Allah who has created us. Now, the beliefs that we need to have is that we must believe that He is the creator of all, and He has created us for His worshipping. That's the first thing. The second thing that comes under the topic of believing in God is that we must believe, and we must believe that He has created everything with a rule or a principle. And the principle is the principle of cause and effect, the rule of cause and effect. He has created everything under the rule of cause and effect. And whatever we see in this world, it is because of the rule of cause and effect that is there. There is something which is specific for us, which is being decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, the time we will be born, the time we die. He knows about the day of judgment. We don't know about that. When will it happen? But the thing is that whatever we are doing in this world, it is following the rule of cause and effect. And this is important, that if we see anything happening, we should not put this on God. You know, there are some people, the Muslims and non-Muslims, like, who believe in God in some case, like, in somehow they believe in any God. Whenever something happens, they put that on the God, that, oh God, why you have done so with me? But they do not think about what they were doing and what were the consequences. And if they ponder on it, they find the actual reason behind that. Therefore, it is necessary to make right our beliefs towards God. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of believing in God, and we said that in our daily life, sometimes we do something and some bad things happens to us, maybe the consequences that we see, and then later we put that on God, that, oh God, you have done this, why you did this to me? And whereas the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the world on the rule of cause and effect, the things that we are seeing in our life are because it is the effect of a cause, and we don't realize the things that we are doing, the actions that we are performing, the way we are dealing with the people. And therefore, we blame God. We should avoid this, because God is the creator. He has created us for good. He does goodness to us. And everything which is evil that is happening to us in our life, it is because of our own deeds. In order to have a real Islamic lifestyle, we need to have the right belief on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other important thing is that when we say we need to believe in God, we must trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is known as tawakkul ala Allah in the Quranic text. In the Arabic form, they say tawakkul ala Allah. So this tawakkul, or trusting Allah, is that I perform whatever is in my hands, I do my best, but I leave the results on God, and God will help. So I must try first and then leave the results in the hands of God. So this is tawakkul. Other than that, if I can quickly talk about the evil, the concept of evil, there is no evil in the world. The evil is basically, it is in relation to something. For example, if snake has a poison, this poison is good for the snake, but this is in relation to human beings, it is not good. For example, if there is anything that we think it is evil, that is good for that thing itself. For example, raining itself is good for the earth, for the environment. But maybe for some people, because it causes flood, it is not good. But for the environment, for the world, to secure the nature, it is good. Therefore, we must believe in God the way we should, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.